Yo, it's been a hot minute, man. I'm like, yo. Okay, look. I'm not gonna try to give you a great excuse, or I'm not gonna try to explain why. I literally just forgot to do it. Like, it's just simple as that. And I didn't really. I'm busy with, like, obviously, if you follow me on my YouTube channel or, like, my gaming channel, Kick, follow that, Twitter, all that stuff. Yeah, I'm just got really busy. Now, I'm back though for this episode. Now, whenever the next episode comes back, it doesn't matter. That's not the point. The point is, I want to talk about this because I found it interesting. I was literally just thinking about it tonight. It's like 6 o'clock. It's 6 o'clock in the morning. Okay, 6 a.m. FNAF is finna, Freddy's finna come and chaw my face off, chew my face off and shit. So I better hurry up. So basically, what's going on is, I was just thinking, like, the human brain has gotten so. Has the human. Co the collective human intelligence, right? We've collectively pushed forward technology, like, so much stuff in society. But our body, our physical, biological bodies are so late to the party. It's so interesting to me, right? And one good example is, this is going to be a little, quote unquote, taboo, but the fact that when a lady hits puberty, right? And when she gets her period, that's her body telling her that this her body is ready for childbirth. Like, I don't, it's funny, I think we've collectively just kind of ignored that fact, which is so interesting to me, that the fact that they're ready at that age. I'm not condoning the PDF files, okay? I'm not condoning it. What I am saying though is that why the fuck are is their body still do, is human is women's body still doing that in this day and age right now, right? Which goes back to my other point is, like, biologically, why are we biologically so late, so behind our mental progression? It's like our mental progression is like 10 miles ahead of our biological, growth. You know what I mean? And it's just a weird, it's a weird concept. It's a weird idea to think about because it's just like, what does it mean? Does this mean that? And took us like it took humanity society it took humanity like what w like tens of thousands of years to get to the point where we are now, right? It's called constant survival, right? Which is another point as to why women get periods so early, because they. And back in the, obviously back in the day, they had to, because the lifespan of humans back then was so low. So you had to get the baby out. You had to get a baby. You had to continue that bloodline. You had to continue that, biological DNA bloodline. So they had to get married and have children as fast as possible, so obviously the lineage can continue. And I just find that so interesting. It's just like, because of that fact, we're dealing with a lot of not backlash, but a lot of fallout from that. Now we're living in a world where we don't need to worry about that anymore. Now we're starting to see the idea of we're starting to see, like, how there's a distaste and a hatred towards PDF files, right? Even though technically back in the survival days, they were the ones that actually it was normal in those days to do that, right? Or they would just marry other guys who were their age, but like that was a normal thing to do back in the day, right? Especially in like Africa and stuff like that. So it's just I'm not saying that's what Africa does, but I'm saying like that's a history that they have, right? So I just find it interesting. It's just an interesting thing to think about. It's just all it is. It's just an interesting thing to think about. And I find it, at what time will our biological, our biological, catch up with our mental? Is it going to be tens of thousands of years from now? Is it going to be earlier than that? You know what I mean? Because, like, I feel like at this point, women's biological clock needs to be changing soon, right? It call me crazy, but, like, I feel like eventually, like, women having periods at such a young age needs to change, right? It needs to happen at an older age now, because it can't happen, because we don't need it to have it happen at a younger age. It needs to happen at an older age, right? That would change the whole dichotomy of society as a whole, right? That would change a lot. It's just interesting to me. You know, it's just a very interesting concept, and stuff like this is just dumb, and just one thing I hate about society right now is that people refuse to discuss taboo subjects. And yes, they're taboo for a reason, but at the same time, they're also taboo for a reason. We need to talk about why they're taboo, right? And can we fix the issue instead of just brushing it and sweeping it under the rug as if it's just not there? And it's like, or it, not even that it's there, it's just like when it does come out from under the rug, everybody gets up in arms and tries to just push it back under the rug, right? Or kill it and throw it outside type shit. And it's like, are we going to have these conversations? Because there's a lot of people right now who would have been super useful in the survival age of humanity, but are completely useless now, right? People who are like psychopaths, or people who are, you know what I mean? Like people who are just mentally not compatible with where they're living right now, right? And it's not their fault. That's just what it is. Those people would have been very useful in the survival times, right? Now they're not, because we're not doing that stuff. So now, where are they going to put that energy? Where are they going to put that possible anger or possible confusion? They can't put it towards anything healthy, right? Because they don't even know what to do with it. Because their parents don't even know what to do with it. Their parents don't even know they have this issue, right? And if they do know they have this issue, they're just going to just sedate them with drugs and pills. You know what I mean? Like, it's fucked. It's honestly fucked. So at this point, I'm just talking. I don't know what the solution is. All I know is I just want to bring it up. You know, I just want to bring it up. I just think about it. Just think about that. Just think about the fact that biologically, our bodies have not caught up to our brains. And that is an interesting thing to think about. Like, where do we go from here? You know? Where do we go from here? I don't know. I don't have those answers. I don't have those answers. And I don't know if we'll ever get that answer. We'll have to wait and see, right? Anyway, I love you guys. Please don't forget to love yourself, love others, stay wise, stay awesome, okay? I will see you all in the next podcast episode, whenever that will be. I don't know when, all right? don't like, I don't even like, apparently the views kind of shot up a little bit. I don't know. I don't pay attention to like the podcast stuff. I just kind of just do it on and off, and just whatever happens to it happens to it, unless it blows the fuck up, and then it's like, okay, well, maybe I should do more of these, you know. But until then, I'm just going, it's just like my personal diary, you know, literally is all it is. I'm just hoping one day, like when I'm dead and gone, maybe somebody in my, you know, my kids, or maybe my adopted kids or whatever, you know, they see they hear this, and they kind of like, you know, be like, oh wow, this was him, you know, this is what he was thinking about. Wow, he's a weird guy. Nigga probably should have kept them thoughts private, you know. Anyway, I love y'all. Okay, I love my family. I love my future family, and I just, you know, hope that I'm successful and that I can provide for everybody in my family at that point, you know? I don't want to be a bum my whole life, so I'm trying to figure shit out now while I'm 24, you know, so I can take care of my family when I'm older. That's what I want to do, man. Fuck, there's a lot of baggage. There's a lot of stuff, a lot of trash to sift through, and a lot of shit to figure out. But I'll figure it out, you know? And obviously in the future, y'all know if I figured it out or not. Because, you know, hey, I'll see you guys, okay? I'm done. All right. Love you, and have a good night. Bye.